what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Let's talk junior college soccer. Right now, the USU Eastern Eagles squad on the road in Wyoming. As you heard during that last local sports update, opening up the season yesterday, the men's squad ended in a 0-0 tie. They'll look to get their first victory of the season tomorrow. Again, another contest in Wyoming. Once we get past this weekend, they will then travel on the road to Las Vegas next weekend. A lot of road games before they begin conference play, which will also be on the road against Salt Lake Community College. Joining us right now to talk about what lies ahead, what happened yesterday, and tomorrow's matchup, we have first-year head coach Jared Woodhouse over the phone. Coach, thank you again for the time today.
Thank you so much.
Coach, yesterday you guys started the 2019 season off. Again, it was a road contest. You guys are in Wyoming, and it ends in a scoreless tie against Gillette College. Again, on the road tomorrow, you guys will be against Sheridan. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But I want to start with the 0-0 tie. Basically, break this down. What did you take from the season opening contest?
Last week we were working really hard, but we had a couple of bad training sessions in a row, a couple of bad practices where there just wasn't enough effort. There wasn't enough intensity or urgency. And it showed in our game. I know that there's a lot of your listeners that probably don't understand soccer that much, but we were playing a team that to make it easier for them to understand, much like college basketball, it was like playing a team that is a full court press team. They're very high pressure, and our boys didn't seem to be ready for it for about the first 15 minutes. We were really struggling to move the ball. Once we did, we actually played incredibly well. We got 21 shots, 11 of them on goal. None of them fell for us. None of them went in for us. It was unfortunate because we really dominated the game. We had a lot of possession, and we just couldn't put one in. So,
I know that's one of the things about soccer. You can not only statistically but through the eye test dominate a contest and still either come out on the short end or, again, end in a tie. And it sounds, Coach, just by you describing some of the instances in this game, especially having 11 shots on goal, that's kind of what you can take from this game. You guys should have won this contest. You did dominate. You did put yourself in position. You just couldn't finish it off offensively.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Coach, we'll talk about the defense. Anytime you pitch an entire shutout, I mean, you're doing something right, and I know it is early on, so let's talk about it, especially with this team has at goalkeeper. How did you handle the defensive strategy in this contest?
Our goalkeepers, we're still trying to figure out who our starting goalkeeper is going to be honest with you. We have four really good guys, and most of them are right. I mean, they're even with each other right now. So we actually split goalkeeping time this weekend. We had Reese Picton, who is from Wales, start, and he went 45 minutes, and he did fairly well. He had one save. The other team really didn't get a lot of shots on goal. Our defense, our back four, our back line did a marvelous job. We have a kid from Italy named Rashav that's playing incredibly well at that center back. He's really, really good at anticipating passes and intercepting and distributing. Then we have a returner from last year named Jacob that's doing really well in our outside backs. We did a good job of shutting them down. They basically only had a couple of fast breaks, which in soccer we call a quick counter, that allowed them to get a few shots off, and that's about it. Other than that, our defense is playing, at least right now, they're playing incredibly solid. So,
Coach, if we go back to last week, a couple of scrimmage games, and I know those don't count for anything, but it was at the USU Eastern Field. We got to see Western Wyoming. We also got to see Treasure Valley come in. How much did those scrimmage games prepare the soccer team, or did it at all for what you guys saw yesterday against Gillette?
Well, I was hoping that they would, but compared to the teams that we played last week, Gillette's a much better program, much better team. And I felt like those scrimmages should have prepared us, but honestly, I don't know that they did all that much, because this team that we played yesterday was was very, they were a lot more advanced than the two teams we played last week. They were far stronger, far more skilled than the teams that we played last week. And they just play a very different style than the teams we played last week. So I don't feel like, I really don't feel like the scrimmages prepared us all that much. We just need to do a better job of preparing during the week. We need to do have a little bit more intensity so that when we are given opportunities, like I said, we had 11 shots on goal. And then we need to make at least, you know, a third of those drop. And they didn't, so.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jared Woodhouse of the USU Eastern Eagles soccer squad. Coach, tomorrow, Sheridan College. Again, this is a Wyoming competition. You guys will play your second game in 3 days. You talk about that added intensity. So what does today look like, knowing that you played yesterday, you have a day off, but you have another contest tomorrow? How do you handle that today with the team?
Well, today we begin on the road. I mean, we have to travel about 2 hours to get to Sheridan from where we are now. Here in a little bit, when it's time to check out of the hotel, we'll be on the road for a couple of hours. When we get there, we'll go to a park, or if the field is available where we'll play tomorrow, we'll actually go out there and we'll get some touches on the ball. We won't do a lot of intense stuff, just some correction of thought and different things like that, but we will get touches on the ball so that we won't have bust legs when we play on Saturday. And then it's just that there's not a lot that we can correct today, but there is some thought in the offensive third or near their goal that we can maybe change, and so we get shots off that are going to drop, that are going to go in. So it's on the bus again for a couple of hours. And then it's just get some touches on the ball and then relax the rest of the night, let our legs stretch and relax. For those of you that don't know, you know, in a soccer game, if you're out there for the full game, you're going to run about 11 miles during the game. And so we need to give our kids a little bit of a rest today. They won't do a lot, but they'll do just enough to be ready for tomorrow's game. So
I know there's not a lot of time between now, Coach, and the first conference contest of the season, which is on September 12th against Salt Lake. I mean, basically, you have five more games to prepare for conference. And while these games don't necessarily count for a whole lot, I mean, I know that every minute of game time, Coach, is so crucial because you can't mimic that in practice. So only having five games before we get to conference play, do you see the guys taking the right steps to be prepared for that opener against Salt Lake?
Oh, I do. We next weekend we have an opportunity to go to Vegas, and the one thing that it doesn't count for conference, and it doesn't count for a conference championship or even a region championship. But what it does is our conference is easily the second best conference in the country, but we don't get a lot of respect yet because we haven't won a national championship, and so it's kind of hard for us to get notoriety unless we're playing high-level teams. And this coming weekend in Vegas, we get to play Arizona Western, which is a perennial top-10 team every year, year in and year out. And so, I mean, next weekend in Vegas is huge for us. If we can go down and we can show well, all of a sudden we open some eyes, we get some notoriety, get some respect, and whether it puts us into the mix if we were to win that game, puts us in the mix for being ranked or not, at least people start to recognize the power that is our conference. I mean, we have Salt Lake, CSN, Snow, very, very good teams who do a very good job of dominating around the country, and we're just now starting to gain some of that respect. So if we go down USU Eastern and we do a good job against Arizona Western, come away with a win, then all of a sudden we're back on the map as far as our conference is getting a little bit of respect like we should. So,
one of the things, Coach, that I guess time will definitely tell, but again, on the road tomorrow, and then you mentioned it going to Nevada, Henderson, Nevada, Las Vegas next weekend. After that, you get to come home for a couple of games, and then if I'm not mistaken, the first three conference games are going to be on the road. I know you have some kids from outside of the country, but you also have a lot of freshmen from inside the state. It's kind of an eye-opener, I'm sure, for these kids to be on the road for as often as you guys are going to be on the road. They're kind of getting a taste of it this weekend.
Oh yeah, I mean it's rough. That bus trip on Wednesday It took us 12 hours, and the kids just, they couldn't believe it because they'd never experienced anything like it. I mean, it's fun. We have fun on the bus. We try to enjoy ourselves. But 12 hours on a bus for anyone is really rough. And then playing a game the next day on those legs, it's really tough. So it's definitely an eye-opener. And our season is surely very, very heavy initially with the travel, and it is not easy. If we were to come away with, those first few weeks unscathed, then we're in a really, really good spot because then the majority of our games are at home. So, I mean, that's our focus, is just to take it game by game and do what we can do, to come away winners in this first little bit. So.
Well, Coach, it is a pleasure to get you back on the air and talk a little bit about the team. I know we'll have a lot more to talk about once you guys return from Wyoming and prepare for Las Vegas. Best of luck tomorrow. You guys travel safe. And again, Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Hey, Jordan, I'm supposed to thank you so much for being our MC at our Blue and White game. The parents and the families that came down to watch it, they really, really enjoyed having you there. They thought you did a fantastic job, so thank you so much for your help.
Oh, well, it was my pleasure, Coach. I appreciate you letting me be involved with the program. I appreciate that, so thank you.
No problem. We'll talk to you again soon.
Again, that's Coach Jared Woodhouse of the USU Eastern men's soccer team. Make sure you stay tuned to Castle Country Radio. We'll continue to bring you updates on both the men and women's soccer teams throughout the season. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we'll move over to college football. And we got two games tomorrow, Miami, Florida, and Hawaii, Arizona. We'll talk college football when we return.